The Mishnah. This is talking about Birchas HaMazon. What happens if you... The halacha is, l'charchila, you have to bench in the place that you ate. There's something very closely associated between your association with the benefit that Hashem did for you and the place in which you ate it. So the right thing to do, certainly by Birchas HaMazon, don't ask me about... This isn't applying... It applies for Birchas HaMazon, that you're supposed to say it in the place that you ate. Okay? Just l'halacha, I know you're going to ask me a few l'halacha things, just the bottom line is, if you're under a roof, so anywhere under that roof would be bottom line l'halacha, okay. Without a roof over your head, you have to sit in the very same dalet amos, like 6 feet from which you ate. So if you're out on a picnic, you know, and you're camping with the guys, you can't, you have to go back to sit in the exact dalet amos that you ate when you bench. But that's the bottom line. You should bench where you ate, but if you're under the same roof and you can see where you ate, then you could be out of the dalet amos still, the halacha, bottom line, even though I guess preferentially you should be in the exact same place. But anyways, what happens if you didn't? Misha achal, a person ate, vishachach, and then he forgot. Below berach, and he didn't make the bracha, didn't do birchas hamazon. Beshame omrim, beshame say, yachzor l'mekomo v'yivarach, you gotta go back. You gotta go back, even if it was an accident. Vishil omrim, yivarach b'makom shenizkar. He says, so long as it was an accident, so then you can just bench where you now are, you don't have to go all the way back. But everyone agrees that if you can't l'charchila choose to move away and bench elsewhere. But the simple principle we're getting here is that you have to bench where you ate. Now there's also machlokas, what if you moved b'mezid? So if you moved b'mezid and then you benched. So Beis Hillel says, okay, well, you'll be yotzi b'dieved, and Beis Shammai says, no, you will not be yotzi b'dieved. You have to go back and bench again. Okay? Now we're asking, how long do you have the opportunity to say the bracha achrona afterwards? Right? What's the window? So, ad emasaihu mevarach, until when can you make the bracha achrona? Ad kadei shi'is'akel hamazon shebemeyav, until the point that your food has either been digested or begins to be digested,